Itzikl watched from between the bars as the engineer jumped down from the locomotive, and Itzikl stared in disbelief. He said,
"Psst, psst. Zundel, Zundel. Come over here. Come over here."
Zundel was one of the Jewish soldiers that tried to do whatever he could for Itzikl, and he heard Itzikl calling and he ran over to the bars.
Itzikl, what is it? What's the problem?
Look at the train engineer. Do you know who that is?
How should I know who it is? I never saw it before.
That's Fischl.
That's Fischl? What, it's official? You're engaged?
Don't be silly now. This is no joke. That guy is Fischl from Chenchkovitz.
Fischl from Chenchkovitz. Oh, okay, now I understand. Who's Fischl from Chenchkovitz?
Fischl from Chenchkovitz, that's my hometown. The guy who's the engineer of the train is a Jew from my town. He can take a message to my father. And maybe somehow my father can pull some strings. Maybe my father can get me out of here.
Okay, sure, Itzikl. I'll do it, no problem. I'll take him a message. What do you want me to tell him?
Tell him that he should tell my father that I'm in a jail in a Russian army camp in Siberia, and he should do everything he can to get me out. Please.
Okay, sure, Itzikl. I'll do it right away.
Zundel ran over to Fischl, the train engineer, and he said,
Fischl from Chenchkovitz?
How do you know that? How is it possible that you know my name?
That's not important right now. What is important is that it's official. I mean, no, that's not what I meant. What I meant was, what's important is that you should bring a message to the Chenchkovitz Garov, who's Itzikl's father.
Itzikl? Who's Itzikl? Itzikl? Do you mean Itzikl, the Chenchkovitz Garov's son?
Yeah, that's the one. He's in big trouble. He called out in class. No, that's not what I meant to say. I meant to say that he's in big trouble because they threw him in jail and they're going to kill him. In fact, I'll tell you something else. He, Christoph, the terrible commandant of the camp, that great Russian, that filthy guy, he sent a message to Moscow a month ago requesting permission to put Itzikl to death.
He wants to kill Itzikl. That's terrible. We have to do everything we can to save him. Okay, tell me what to do.
I already told you. You have to tell Itzikl's father that Itzikl is in a jail in a Russian army camp, and he's in big trouble, and they're going to put him to death if they get the permission from Moscow. You have to bring the message to him as quickly as possible.
Sure enough, Fischl agreed, and he took the message to the Chenchkovitz Garov as quickly as he possibly could. It took only a week for the train to arrive back in Moscow. And from Moscow, it was a short ride by wagon to Chenchkovitz. Fischl rushed over to the Rov's house as soon as he arrived in Chenchkovitz. He burst through the door.
Rov, I have a message from Itzikl.
A message from Itzikl?
We haven't heard from Itzikl in years. Where could he possibly be?
I know where he is. He's in a Russian army camp in Siberia. And he's in jail. They want to kill him. They asked for permission from Moscow to put him to death. The thing is that the message was sent by wagon, and it could take months for it to arrive in Moscow. But I came with the train, so I got here very fast. There's still time. Maybe you could save Itzikl's life.
The Chenchkovitz Garov collapsed into a cheer.
This is a great tragedy. I haven't seen Itzikl in years. I didn't know where he is. And now, you tell me that his life is in danger. What do I do? How can I possibly help him?
The Chenchkovitz Garov went to Mincha. And as he came home from Mincha, the thought hit him. He had a way. He had a plan, and he walked with renewed vigor. He went back to his house. He sat at his desk, and he opened up the desk drawer. He reached in and took out an old, crumpled yellow piece of paper. He unrolled the piece of paper. And he knew that this piece of paper would save Itzikal. But he had to act fast. He ran outside.
Igor, come quick. We have to go immediately. Come quick.
Yes, what's the problem? What's the problem, Rabbi? I come quick.
Igor, we have to go to Moscow immediately. If not sooner.
If not sooner we go, I don't even know what you mean. Okay, I bring horse.
And Igor brought the horses from the stable. And the Chenchkevich Girov jumped into the wagon.
Go, Igor, go. Whip the horses.
Okay, Rabbi, I turn on the siren.
Igor.
Yes, Rabbi.
Turn off the siren immediately.
Why, Rabbi? We go fast.
Because sirens weren't invented yet.
Oh, okay. I turn it off. No problem.
The wagon proceeded at a very fast clip, and they arrived in Moscow in only a few short hours. The Chenchkevich Girov jumped out of the wagon when they arrived in front of army headquarters in Moscow. Now, the Chenchkevich Girov knew that the yellow piece of paper would save Itzikal. Because, let me explain.